Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies, and welcome back to Divas That Care Network. My name is Candace Gish, and I am the host of this program. I'm so excited that each and every one of you has tuned in today. We have an amazing, I would call her our creative diva, and I'm really excited to be introducing all of you to Natalie Veneuve. She is, oh my goodness, I've had the opportunity to kind of stalk her, I would call it, on different social media things and to see what she does. And I'm inspired and I love it. So I really wanted her to come on as our guest today and share a little bit about herself. So Natalie, welcome to our show today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here and to use your wonderful platform to introduce myself and talk about creativity and things like that.
Oh, Natalie, well, we're very excited to welcome you to our Diva family. So a huge welcome to you, and I know that you're going to be sharing some amazing things with us today. So, Natalie, if you want to spend a few minutes here just telling us about yourself, a little bit about your background and the things that you'd like to do.
Sure. First, I want to thank you for having me on your program. I was on your website and looking at some of your wonderful guests. I just think it's great to be able to talk to women and to learn from one another. My name is Natalie Veneuve. I live in Connecticut, in Meriden, Connecticut, but I'm originally from Quebec, Canada. So if you're wondering about the accent, I am French-Canadian. We moved here in Connecticut about 14 years ago, and it was for my husband's career, and I was just telling you earlier, for some reason I thought Connecticut was going to be warmer, but it's very similar to Quebec. We're really not that far. We're 6 hours from Montreal. But I'm an artist. I'm a mom of two amazing kids, and I'm happily married. But I've been an artist all my life. That's all I always wanted to do. I used to doodle in my notebooks when I was a student, and I would get in trouble because I would just kind of, always daydream and get really distracted. But I just would draw everywhere, any chance I got. So I guess it's a God-given gift. And even though I always had this talent and always knew I wanted to do something in art, as obvious as it was, I always somehow searched for something else. I thought, this is too easy. There's got to be something else. I can't just be doing something that is going to be relate to art. Somehow I searched for so long, and I tried so many businesses and a lot of different industries. I studied in graphic designs and fine art. I'm also a optician. I love skincare. I love makeup. I love fashion. I studied in fashion design. Oh my gosh, I had a line of Western wear for a while. I mean, I did a lot of things. At one point I thought I really need to find what I'm supposed to do, what I'm meant to do, what my purpose is. And we hear that a lot, find your purpose, find, what you're here, what you're meant to do. But it's not that easy. It's really not that easy. Even if it's, right there in your face, you're an artist or you're a great speaker or this and that. So anyway, 3 years ago, I really had a turnaround. I had I decided to give myself a birthday present and organize my biggest art show ever. So I did that, and as I was organizing and painting for my art exhibit, I started to really listen to what women had to say about creativity and art, and I could hear them say, oh, you're so lucky to be an artist. You're so lucky to be able to paint. And I heard a need for women to want to be creative, and that's when I launched my business. I created a business called Pause and Paint. It's been 3 years, and here I am today. I've painted with hundreds of women, and my business is doing well, and I can really finally say today that I am doing what I love, and I feel like I have a purpose. That was a long introduction, no?
Well, no, it's beautiful, because you know, it kind of gives an idea of your passion, and I was listening to you, and I had this thought, because I have my second oldest daughter is very similar to you in that aspect. She's very creative and a beautiful, amazing artist. And I look at that and she gets distracted and she gets so involved in that. And you know, and I love it because I think she's going to be okay. She's going to do amazing things in the world. And I tell her that all the time. And listening to your story just inspires me even more for what she's going to be doing. And so that's why I want to get into this. The question I have for you is that I was reading your questionnaire that I had sent out to you, and that you had attended a Beth Moore conference. And I
yes.
find that fascinating because I've had the opportunity to do some of her courses, not with her, but in a group of women. And I really enjoyed her courses. And I want you to talk about that because you had an aha moment at that point in time. And can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I loved to see Beth Moore. I've done a few of her courses as well, and I was so excited to go to that conference. When I entered the arena, the energy there was so amazing. It was all women. The joy, the energy, the feeling of togetherness and wanting to connect was so strong. And I mean, she really puts on a show. It was amazing. And at one point they turned the lights off, and of course I had my little sketchbook and I couldn't even see what I was drawing. I was kind of just, you know, in the moment. I did this sketch of six women in a circle, and honestly I can't even tell you, I didn't know I was going to do this sketch. It's just, I was kind of, my hand was guided almost. And I even jotted down gathering under grace next to my sketch. And I also wrote, let the Holy Spirit take root. And I kept that sketch, and I just had such a great time. But as I was leaving the conference, I looked back and I looked at all these happy faces, and this thought entered my mind, and I was like, you know, we felt so strong together, and there was this feeling of, you know, just amazing happiness and joy. And I thought, all these women are going to go home to their lives. They're going to go back in their home, and how, you know, and I thought, I don't know why, but I thought, how are they going to stay happy and joyful? Are they going to, you know, I just felt of how sometimes we women feel really isolated. And sometimes we don't even realize it, you know. We get really busy in our daily activities and everything. But as we get older, you know, our kids get more independent and they leave for college and this and that. And we do get busy with church, with whatever things. But we do have moments of, we feel isolated. I just thought, what could I do to somehow reach out to these women who are looking for an outlet or who feel lonely? Because I got to say, when, you know, before I started my business, before I even started to do my art exhibit 3 years ago, I felt isolated. These feelings would kind of creep up on me, and I didn't know why. I didn't know what it was, but I realized that even though I'm surrounded by my family and I'm loved, and there was something in me that was craving to get together with women, to share my art, to share like my gift about art, and just, you know, do something about it. And I was looking at my notes from Beth Moore, and I found that sketch, and I just thought, you know what, I want to start a movement or something that's going to be aimed to help women that feel isolated. So I'm giving an outlet for women to reach out to their friends and draw something and send it to them, invite them for coffee, share a coloring page. You know, I call it create to uplift. It could be just do a little doodle, put it in the mail. And, you know, we don't know. Sometimes we're looking for, like, big things that are going to make, like, such a huge difference. But it doesn't have to be that big. It can be so little. And a little thing, like a drawing that you took the time to do, and you send it in the mail or give it to a friend, it can make a big difference because they look at it and they say, wow, someone took the time to do this for me. And then they can turn around and do the same thing. And sometimes when we forget about how our own isolation and look towards helping someone else, that's what, you know, shifts for us. And we forget about feeling isolated. I don't feel isolated anymore. I'm surrounded by so many amazing women, and I love what I do.
Oh, my goodness. Natalie, I just want to say, what a beautiful thing. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I love it. Okay, I love Christmas cards when I get those in the mail. I think they're amazing thing because it's that personal touch. And we don't get a lot of great things in the mail anymore. And when you're saying that you're creating something and you can mail it out to somebody, what a great thing. Because, in the mail, I think all of us only get bills now. We rarely get something that is anything but bills. It's like, oh, I don't want to go to the mail anymore because there's only going to be bills there. But can you imagine having a group of girlfriends and sending, you know, each of them making, a beautiful card or a beautiful poster or a coloring, like your coloring page, and sending it out to somebody and just saying, you know, I was thinking about you and I wanted you to have this. I think that your movement is fantastic, and it would bring so many smiles. I talk to my girls, I kind of a little bit off topic, but we talk every day about being a bucket filler. Are we going to be a bucket filler or a bucket dipper? And being a bucket dipper, you know, you're always trying to put things into people's buckets, and then in return, your bucket gets filled. And I think what you're doing is being an amazing bucket filler because, wow, the world is going to be a brighter place when you've got all these women that their energy levels are so high and they're excited and they're happy and just to receive something so, in a lot of ways, so simple.
And there's so many ways that you can. There's so many ways that you can do this. Well, first of all, I have a YouTube channel where I give you the coloring pages that you print and you color. Like, it's easy. You just print it and you sit there and you color. You can listen to music. You can listen to me give you instructions. Or imagine you invite like four or five friends and you sit around a table. You have a little cup of tea or a little glass of wine and you color together. And then all of you have your list of two or three or, I don't know, 10 women that you want to send a coloring page too. And so not only are you having fun together, it's something to do, it's something unique and creative, but then you know you're going to reach out and you're going to send this drawing to a friend and invite them to do the same. And when you add your coloring page, like all filled out and you know, you made your pretty art, you can add a black and white coloring page so that when they receive your art, they can color their page. And it's just, you know, you can, it's endless. You can really make this your own and just reach out to one another. You know, social media is a wonderful thing, but too often we take it for granted that just sending a quick message, you know, is gonna really make a difference. I'm not saying not to do that. I mean, everything, a thought to someone is good. A little message, a little hello, whatever. But to take the time to sit and do something creative is gonna help you, and it's gonna help someone else. It's just going a little further, and creativity. It's a huge de-stressor, and it helps your health at the same time.
Oh, I agree with that. Mm. Oh, my goodness. I completely agree with that. You know, you just feel so much better. You know, and I was mentioning that to you earlier. as I was getting older and, you know, into my late 30s and into my early 40s, I had this craving, and it was like I needed to start expressing myself in a different way, not mm-hmm. just through, you know, exercise and stuff, but I was craving, I was starting to watch more art channels, and I was like, well, what's rug hooking and what's spinning, you know, and going to these art classes. I'm like, I was trying to express myself in ways that I never did when I was younger. And I'm wondering too, I don't know if you see that more as women get older too, they're trying to find something else, something more so that they can, you know, that nurturing side, you know, our children are growing up, but we're trying to look for different avenues. And I'm wondering, is this kind of what we're doing? We crave this so much.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it has a lot to do also with the way we like to watch things nowadays. You know, everything evolves, and television and social media, like, we evolve every day. But I don't know if you notice, but people, you know, like 10 years ago or 5 years ago, people used to devo their shows, and they would get home and watch one show and then the next week another show. But now it's different. It's all about streaming and watch, and I guess people call it binge watching. I don't really like that term, but that's what people like to do. That's, you sit there and you listen to like your favorite episode one after another. And at one point it's just like it can be a little bit like it can paralyze you a little bit, because you're just so into it that you forget to use all the other things that are, you know, like your other senses.
Yes.
And I think our kids also, like, they just watch, they're on Instagram and they stream things. And I just think at one point we need to move away from that, step back and look at what else can you do for, you know, to kind of get your brain to exercise and to just reignite your creativity. Because without creativity, when you're young, every kid thinks they're an artist, like you're an artist. But as you get older, this sense of, you know, this creative center that when you're young is right in the front cortex, it's right in the front of your head. As you get older and you don't practice, you don't exercise that side of you, this part of you, it just goes to the back of your mind. It's just something you forget. You forget to use creativity, and without creativity, I think we miss out on a lot of things. And it doesn't have to drawing. It can be you can be creative in so many ways. So many ways.
There's so many options out there, and we see it all the time. I find it amazing because, you know, I look at my daughters and the show is, you know, was designed for them in the early years, you know, because I call them my four divas, and my four divas are very creative in their own way. Whereas one mm-hmm. loves to be in pottery, and one likes to draw, and one likes to knit, and one likes to, you know, color and paint. And I find it fascinating because I think that's with ourselves. We're always trying to figure that out. And what you're doing is just very inspirational. And I'm going to be posting this for any of the divas that are kind of listening and kind of wondering what she's talking about and you wanting more information. Natalie does have steps to get involved. And I like this because I'm going to be posting that on our Divas Facebook page so that you can all get involved, because I thought it was fascinating. You know, you've got your videos, but it's got the steps, you know, finding your two or more women. But I like your hashtag. So I want to ask you how you got your hashtags and why they're so important to you.
I think that, you know, hashtags is something that you can identify, yourself and what you do, with, and, you know, Stronger Together, my hashtag Stronger Together. I just think it's, you know, as women, we are stronger together, and, just to, you know, stay connected is something that is really important to me, because as an artist, I spent a lot of time alone by myself, you know, just painting and preparing for exhibits. But I realized that as much as I love being an artist, I love sharing my love for painting with others. The creative goodness, you know, being creative is something good for you. It calms you. We're just overstimulated, I think, with how fast the your life is just so quick, and social media is fast, and Twitter is quick, and you know, we just get so much information in one day. At one point, I think it's you get overwhelmed. You're just like, you need some time to, you know, to calm your mind, to and meditation is good for me. My meditation is creativity and draw, and I love doodling. Just grab a piece of paper and just doodle until you see something, and you know, like, totally unexpected. I make some fun stuff, like, and creative to get create to uplift is the one that I came up as the name for my for this movement, because you create to uplift someone else. So it's just it's just something very simple, but that can make a huge difference, because uplifting someone, sometimes just smiling is going to uplift someone. So I think if you wake up every morning and first of all you know you're thankful to be alive, to be able to do the things you love, to have a job, to have a family, but if everybody would have a mission to uplift one person that day, I think our world would be a much better place. Yeah.
Isn't that true? So wonderful. Natalie, what is next for you? I know that you've got some things that you're wanting to do in the future, so let's talk a little bit about that, because I think it's quite inspiring.
I want to continue to do my local painting workshops, and that keeps me really busy, but this is something that has... Like, I have a dream of having retreats, inviting women to come and meet one another, and to just go for like a 2 days, or like maybe like 1 or 2 day like a weekend retreat. And I'd love to do that, to have just like this big house by the water, and just offer a safe place for women to gather, just to come and refresh themselves and kind of make new friends and just be inspired with, you know, with art and creativity. And so, yeah, having retreats would be something that I would really, really love to do. And I want to grow my YouTube channel, which, by the way, I've been on social media for 9 years, and I'm a Facebook girl. And to me, Facebook is easy. I can kind of, you know, go there and I know what I'm doing. But YouTube is... it's a beast. It's so many hours. I'm spending so many hours editing these videos. It's crazy. But I have a bigger picture, so I do it because I want to really offer what I do locally. I want to be able to offer those painting workshops and journaling workshops on YouTube to as many women as possible. And, you know, it doesn't take much. You know, you buy a journal, a few coloring pens, pastels, whatever you like to use, and just, you know, watch a video tutorial. It's just my way to share what I love to do with other women. And so that's in the near future. And I just started to really promote my business. For the past 3 years, I didn't really advertise my business. I've been busy just with word of mouth, but I just shot a 30-second commercial that's going to be in the cinemas for the next 6 months. So I have no idea. I don't know how busy I'm going to get. I might catch on fire. I don't know, but it's I'm going to be really busy with my painting workshops. And right now, my studio is in my home, and I'd love to have eventually a place to rent a bigger studio to get even more people and probably hire a few artists. And you know. Just kind of continue with Pause and Paint and with my online channel to offer what I do to as many people as possible, as many women especially as possible.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm very excited for the future for you. I think I can't wait, and I honestly can't wait until you talk more about your retreats, because we're gonna get you on the show again when that is closer. When you're closer to getting that all together, because I know a whole bunch of the divas that are listening that would be very interested in that, and a whole bunch of my friends that like to go away to retreat. So we are very excited about that. I think that it would be a very fun time. Oh, my goodness, Natalie, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the guest today. I loved what you told us. I'm excited. I'm excited to look at your YouTube video more. I'm excited to be posting about it. So, is there any last-minute things you'd like to share with our divas before we end our call?
Find 3 minutes today to grab coloring pens and a piece of paper and do something creative. It doesn't have to be anything big. Just 3 minutes and do something, some kind of drawing or whatever it is. But it has to start somewhere. Just find a time to do something creative. It's hard sometimes because we're so busy, right?
That's so true, but finding 3 minutes. And, you know, I think that's probably why the journals, you go everywhere you go nowadays, people sell those coloring journals, and it's definitely something that for stress relief and relaxation, and I can see why people are doing it. So, oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Natalie. We loved having you on our show. We're looking forward to having you again on our show in the future.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and just have a blessed day, and I hope to talk to you again soon as well.
Yes, me too. And
thank you.
All of our divas that tuned in today. You know, we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our amazing new diva, Natalie. We hope that you take this call. Because all of our calls are recorded, you can take our calls and you can send them on to your friends and family. I know that Natalie is going to connect with so many of you out there. She's a very beautiful, caring woman, and she's got lots to offer. So make sure that you do that. And make sure that you check out all of our other divas on our Facebook and our website at divasthatcare.com. We hope that all of you have a fantastic day, and I hope that you pay it forward. Take care, everybody. Until next time, we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.